let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The new history scripted drama Nightfall delves into the medieval politics and warfare of the Knights Templar, the most powerful, wealthy, and mysterious military order of the Middle Ages, who were entrusted with protecting Christianity's most precious relics. Nightfall stars actor, writer, director Tom Cullen as head Templar Knight Landry. The award-winning actor, known for his role as Viscount Gillingham in Downton Abbey, also the BBC drama Gunpowder, feature films 100 Streets, The Other Half, Mine Weekend, The Last Days on Mars. TV credits include The Five, The Trials of Jimmy Rose, Black Mirror, Worlds Without End, in 2011 named to Screen International's list of stars of tomorrow. And now starring in Nightfall, Wednesdays, 10 Eastern Pacific on History, Tom Cullen with us on This Week in America. Hi, Tom. Welcome to the program.
That's the most insane intro I think I've ever had. That was amazing. Thank you.
Well, it is a pleasure to have you on the program. You've done so much, and everybody is so looking forward to this series. You know, we've been fascinated, and historians as well, for centuries by the Knights Templar. Just talk about exactly who these knights were.
So Nightfall, yeah, it's about the Knights Templar, who are this fascinating kind of clandestine medieval warrior monk sect. And the show delves deep into their world and their lives. But the show is set in 1306, so it's 15 years after the end of the Holy Wars, or the Crusades, as they were otherwise known. And the show is set around the French court at the time and their relationship with the Knights Templar, who were the first bankers of the world. They invented the banking system, and about the kind of the relationship between the King of France, the Pope, and the Templars at the time.
Yeah, it's fascinating, the interplay, and we've read a lot, but this is like the first time the full story has ever been told. I mentioned your character is Landry. Talk about your character and why he's really going on a quest. It's sort of a life and death mission for him, isn't it?
Yeah, it very much is. So when we first meet him, he's this very brash, maverick, hothead young knight. When we first meet him, it's 1291, and they are defending their last stronghold in the Holy Land, and they lose it. And Landry questions everything about himself. They also lose the Holy Grail that day. And so who he is, his whole life is just kind of thrown into turmoil. We flash forward 15 years when we find him in Paris, and he's this very pulled apart guy. He's still very pious, but he feels like God has deserted him. He's still very loyal to his brothers, but because of his relationship with God, he's starting to kind of discover his humanity, and he's starting to have an affair with a woman, despite the fact he's supposed to be a celibate monk. And he's like this fearless warrior, yet he's kind of getting a sense of his own mortality. And in the first episode, there's a whisper that the Grail might be back, and he kind of sees this as a chance of redemption, and he kind of goes on this pathological quest or this hunt for the Grail. But the closer that he gets to the Grail, the more he discovers about the world, and the more he discovers about himself, and the further he gets away from the person that he really wants to be.
Well, it's interesting, the struggle that your character goes through, sort of this challenge between his faith and his humanity. He really is torn, isn't he?
Yeah, he's really torn, and it's such an exciting place to start a television show. You know, this is a show called Nightfall and not Nightrise, and that's for a reason. We've kind of started the show at a very difficult point for this character, and it's something that's new and hasn't been done before, and it's really exciting. You kind of see this guy very much like a classic hero, in the sense that he's like a bull. He gets knocked down emotionally, physically, but gets back up, dusts himself down, and charges on. He's a really complex, interesting guy, but that's kind of across the board. Every character in the show is very rich and very complex, very pulled apart. Everyone has their own agenda and everyone has their own secrets, and it makes for a very entertaining show.
And Landry has this thought: what if he can actually regain control of the Holy Grail? Everything will be proper in his life, right? Everything will be back the way it should be, but it really doesn't work out like that.
No, you know, the Holy Grail is, in our show, is more of a metaphor for many different people. They imbue it with whatever they want. It's kind of like an axis of power in which everyone circles around. Essentially, it's just a terracotta a pot, you know, a cup, but everyone imbues it with their own political furtherment, their own kind of redemption. In Landry's case, it's very interesting. And what happens is that, you know, without giving too much away, that a lot of people end up fighting over this cup, this symbol, and it causes a lot of issues and problems. And there are some really fantastic twists and turns along the journey.
We learn as well Friday the 13th. This, I think, is in 1307, the beginning of the end, and this is a date that's become synonymous with bad luck.
Yeah, so that's kind of where the show is heading. We don't get there at all in the first season. We're still a long way away. But the Templars were this very powerful, almost like a kind of multinational conglomerate. You know, they invented the banking system, and they were this very, very rich, very wealthy, powerful sect who had no borders, answered to no kings, no queens. They only answered to God and the Pope, and they became a huge threat. And King Philip, he owed a lot of money to the Templars because of his failed wars with England. And on Friday the 13th, he rounded all of the Templars up and accused them of many things and burnt them at the stake in order to steal their money. And so that's why Friday the 13th is Friday the 13th, supposedly. But that's kind of where our show is going, and eventually we'll get there. But for now, we're still dealing with the relationship between the king and the Templars in the present, and they're friends at the moment.
Got about 30 seconds left. You said doing research for this was surprisingly fun. What has this role been like for you? And it's a quite physical role. I understand you spent like 5-6 hours a day in the gym getting ready for this.
Yeah, it was. It's very much like a childhood dream to do this job. I grew up on these kind of stories, and I've just always been in love with them, running around as a kid pretending to be a knight. It's kind of an extension of that, and I had to do a lot of work, both learning about the world, but also physically transforming myself to look like a knight. But that was the case for everybody, and you know, we'd find ourselves, all the actors on set, just kind of looking at each other, giggling, can't believe, you know, in disbelief that we are doing the job that we're doing, and on Nightfall, which is just such a great show, and one we're very proud of.
Well, Nightfall, you can see Wednesdays 10 Eastern Pacific on History. Tom Cullen, one of the stars of the show, with us on This Week in America. Tom, an excellent series. We're looking forward to it. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Thanks for the interview. Cheers.
You're welcome. Nightfall, you'll see it on History Wednesdays 10 Eastern Pacific. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.